This is another live radio link up brought to you by the Government Communications GCIS. GCIS.
Good evening and welcome to this special broadcast. It is brought to you by Government Communication and Information System. Botan Bapulapuli, welcome to this special program. And it is a happy new year indeed, since Sakumana from last year. And now we back with special programs that seek to make sure that when as Umpulapuli, you are well developed, you are well informed, as well as you are able to engage with us on issues that matter. Particularly in this instance, we are talking legal issues, we are talking support from the legal perspective of the department through the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development. And welcome to this talk radio show on sexual orientation, gender identity, expression and sex characteristics. These are matters brought to you by the Department of Constitutional Development and Justice. In short, some will know it as DOJ and CD. The Department of Justice and Constitutional Development continues to work earnestly and to promote and protect the rights of the LGBTQI+ people in South Africa. You can join us as well if you want to be part of this conversation on a toll-free number. Ungasitalela kunombolo yamahala. It is 0800-142-446. 0800-142-446. Or by sending questions. Well, today we don't have an expert in the social media platform. So today I'm flying with two gentlemen. K-Flame Ramnoto is on the technicals and Unalin Namhlongo is on the telephones. So if you call us, make sure that you leave your number if you're using a cell phone and he'll be able to call you back. Otherwise, if you are on landline, mahala, la 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 la. Well, welcome. And without any further ado, let me just welcome the guests who are going to take us through the topic tonight. Yena u Mama u M. Linkinana. She's the legal admin officer with the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development. Asempuma Koloni. And also, we will be speaking to Usibonele Nganana. He or she is with the National Task Team. He's a member of the National Task Team, but also based in Mpuma Koloni. So the whole point today is to understand sexual orientation, gender identity, expression, as well as sex characteristics. And the main objectives is to highlight departmental efforts, talking about the Department of Justice, not the GCIS. Their efforts in ensuring protection against violence and discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation, gender identity, expression, as well as sex characteristics. We're also educating the two guests that I just mentioned. They will be educating a lot on the human rights of the LGBTQI persons. And to understand them, because basically we know this, kodwa sometimes we don't put logic to it. So we're going to try and put a little bit more of logic into it. And we are creating the public awareness. If I'm talking to you right now as Upulapulon Nomatotolo Waku, I believe that the word of mouth is the greatest. Because sometimes, kauteta in your own language, you speak into the heart. But sometimes when we speak ngesingisi, as we are going to do, we speak more to logic and the mind. Let me just, without any further delay, welcome my guest, starting go Mama Emily Nkinana. Good evening, Mom Emily, and thanks very much for joining us tonight.
Good evening to you and the listeners.
Thank you so very much.
Especially greetings to Small.
Yes.
She is a member of the provincial PTT.
Yes,
ma'am. Not a national PTT. She's just attending the NTT.
All right. I'm getting even more educated myself. Thank you so much, Mam Kinana. Sisbonelo, I got corrected, and I'm sure you can confirm that as well, because Nami, I'm also learning. I'm also learning in terms of AMA protocols, and because here it's been written, Ugba, you are with the national task team, but as Mom Emily has correctly rectified, you are with the Eastern Cape task team. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for the invite, and hello to your listeners. The provincial task team member is a member of the entity if they're representing the province. So, yeah.
All right. I hope as we're going by, we are going to make it less and less confusing, because as a presenter, I'm already confused. But Abaphulaphuli bethu, they will get to understand more and more as we are going towards 7 o'clock tonight. Now, starting with Mam Kinan, let's just talk about what is meant when we sitheta ngalo hlobo sithi we are talking on sexual orientation, gender identity expression, and sex characteristics, which in short we say it's SOGI SC. Please take us through that, ma'am.
I think firstly you should start with the terminology with SLAW, because SLAW is an expert on the field. I'm the expert on the legal side of it.
All right.
SLAW is the expert on the field, and also including the SOGI.
All right, still with you. Let's talk about the legal standing of the DOJ and CD. And speaking as the SOGI SC, as an acronym, might be implementable somewhere, but legally to you, what does it mean and what should it mean to the people?
It means, as we all know, that everyone has a right. In terms of the Constitution, LGBTIQ plus persons, they are persons like us. They've got rights. They've got everything. In terms of the department, we are standing on the side of the Constitution that LGBTIQ+, they are people like us. The only difference is sexual orientation and any other sectors, but they are human beings. We have to treat them like human beings, not the other way around, or like, and the other. They are not the other. They are human beings. But what we don't understand, I think that's why I said it's better for you to start with small, because in order for our community members to understand the sexual orientation, because they call them names, but as the department, we are standing firm to protect their rights. But for us only, we are not going to win. That is why there was a birth of a provincial task team, in order for us, all the other departments, the stakeholders, to be working together in order for them to understand the LGBTI plus, and also because even ourselves, we read, but we were not sure about differentiating between the terminology. But after we started with PPT, we knew very well, because more from the onset was there. She is the one who helped us educate us. But on the legal side of it, all the departments should join hands with us. There are some other departments that are not part of the PTT, but that they were supposed to be part of the PTT in order for us. Because the rural areas, people at the rural areas, that's where it's really common, the victimization of LGBTIQ plus people. But even in township, it's better. It's better than at the rural areas. As you might know, abantu base Pondweni, eMpuma Koloni, bayayazi into yokuba thina si very rural. Akukho lula ukufikelela kuzo zonke indawo. Kodwa ezo sithe sasikafikelela kuzo soyobenzela i-events regarding LGBTQI plus si make sure ukuthi baya understand and asihambi sedwa nxa siyayo. Sihamba ne civil society organizations, sihamba no CGE, sihamba no Human Rights Commission, sihamba namapolisa, sihamba nabetuchis. But it's still the long way, kodwa as iphondo leMpuma Koloni siyazama. We are trying our best, and as the department nationally, we are trying our best. But we are urging all the departments to join hands with us. Because if the right is working alone without the left hand, you cannot win the battle.
Mm-hmm.
In order for our people to understand LGBTQIQ plus people, they need to join hands with us.
Yes.
It's starting with us, the civil servants, and also the government departments. If we can give us time to understand, then our community people, our community members will understand better. Let me make an example. If a person, LGBTIQ plus person, goes to the police station to lay a charge, then they will ask questions. Some of them, they will laugh at the person. Some of them, they will ask personal questions in front of the people.
Mm.
You see?
Yes.
So it starts with us. We are all government. We have to make sure that we uphold our constitution so that when we go out to the community members can also understand.
All right. Thank you so very much. That's the voice of Emily Nkinana. She's the legal administration officer in the Eastern Cape province, responsible for the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development under the understanding the sexual orientation, gender identity, expression, as well as sex characteristics. I'm still going to give you quite a number of questions, Emily, and then, but before, the gist of the matter lies with Usbonelo, as you've already said, and maybe ask the very same question that I started from a perspective, because originally we would like to follow protocol where we ask through the department, because all these things are possible, all the support and the intervention and all the understanding and buy-in by the communities. It starts with the department because the department is government. But the National Task Team is just one component of that department. Now, Babusbonelo, let's talk about the SOGI SC, and what do we mean and what are the matters that we are looking at, particularly kasixelela abantu base ilalini, as uMam Nkinana has already alluded ukuba sometimes we can only access ilalini through ama radio stations, through the ones that are listening to us right now. So if we are able to make it a bit less academic and a bit more social, that will be a bit more appreciated. So.
Okay, thank you so much. I would first like to first unpack what is SOGI. SOGI does not exclude anyone, and I like when Mam Nkinana says we don't have others. And SOGI includes everybody, because if we unpack SOGI, we first start with the first two words being sexual orientation, meaning that sexual orientation and attraction to someone, or attraction to someone, meaning that everybody has a sexual orientation, or most people who are living have a sexual orientation. They are attracted to someone. So some people may are attracted to the same sex. Some people are attracted to both sexes. Some people are attracted to any person. So we then have gay people or lesbian people who will be, or let me just say homosexual people who will be attracted to the same sex. We have heterosexual people who will be attracted to the opposite sex. We will have bisexual people who will be attracted to both sexes. We will have pansexual people who will be attracted to people, not their sex or not their gender. Then we go to the second part of SOGIE, which means which says gender identity. Most people do have a gender identity. There's a number of people who don't have a gender identity, like myself. I do not identify with any gender, meaning that I'm neither a she nor a he. I am just small male. Then we have people like Umam Kinana who will say Mina and Umam Kinana, who will want to identify with a gender identity. The same way with queer people, there will be queer people who would be identifying with a gender, meaning that not all people who identify as men will have penises, and not all people who identify as women will have vaginas. Then we move on to expression. This is how a person expresses themselves. For example, Smonelo, if I wake up tomorrow and the sun is hot and I feel like a dress is more appropriate for this weather, I would wear a dress, even though I have male genitalia and I probably have a high level of testosterone. But the following day, if I feel that I feel like wearing a pants, I will wear a pants. It's how now I'm expressing myself. The same with other people. They express themselves with the gender that is either they identify with or the gender that they feel of expressing themselves on that particular day. So this does not mean a person is homosexual. This just means a person is expressing themselves in that particular gender at that time, or expressing themselves whichever way they want to express themselves at that time. The gender identity, meaning, like I said with Imam Kinana, then we move on to the last part, which will be sex characteristics. Now, there's a misconception that you only have two sexes, which is male and female, which is not true. We have male, female, and intersex. And this part of SOGIE includes intersex people. So the main purpose of us even having this term called SOGIE, it's because it was inclusive and for everybody. When I say everybody, it's inclusive. It includes everybody: heterosexual, homosexual, bisexual.
Yes.
Everybody, or it includes every human being, will find themselves in the term SOGIE. So, moving on to your question on Muzawakwin about when you talk about the challenges that we might face. I think Mam Kinana has touched on quite a lot on the discrimination. And the sad thing, it's not only the rural areas which will be discriminating. It's not all rural areas which will discriminate. But Mam Kinana is right when they're saying people in the rural areas still need to be educated on these terms and educated on how people identify or what people prefer to be called. However, a lot of discrimination is experienced when people are trying to access services. Services like health, services like justice, services like the SAPS. That's where a lot of discrimination is felt. It's felt when people are going to report cases, then they get secondary victimization, because in a police station, Ukumalo will call Unlobo, Unlobo will call Untuli, just because the person said, my man has beaten me up, and the person identifies as a man as well. But also, the biggest challenge in the Eastern Cape is that even the provincial government does not even recognize us. For example, the LGBTI sector marched to the Premier's office, Office Kamabuya.
Kamabuyani.
Yes.
Yes.
Kamabuyani has not responded, and I'm talking about something that we left 6 months ago, and we've given him 14 days to come back to us. We have done follow-ups. We have done every possible way to get an audience with the Premier. And all the petition or the demands that the sector wanted was to sit down with the Premier and come up with programs that are going to look into the hate crimes that are currently happening in the Eastern Cape. And currently in the Eastern Cape, we have over 11 hate crimes that have taken in a very short space of 6 months, and most of them have got murders in them. And most of them, those cases are just staggering and not moving anywhere. So this is the kind of government we have in the Eastern Cape. It's a government which only cares when it's going to be elections, because before elections, Mabuyane the infused buffers had an LGBT high event in Port Saint John. When they had responded to us in its office that they are not aware of LGBTI, they are not sensitized in these issues, and they are going to get back to us. But it is funny that he can then also go have an event when he does not know anything about it. But what was worse about this is that he ignored the formal structures in the province which work and fight for the rights of the LGBTI person. That's the kind of environment queer people are experiencing in the Eastern Cape.
All right. Thank you so very much. If you have just joined us, that was the voice of Sibonelo Nganana. You have made it very clear to me, Sibonelo, because I was having a bit of a dilemma la, because sakhuliswa kunama titles kunobaba kunomama kunomalume kuno rakhadi in other languages. That's that. So it's very clear. Ukuba, I'm just going to call you Sibonelo, even though where I come from, my background doesn't allow me to call an adult njengeka manje, as you understand. And Mam Kinana, as much as I believe I'm right to address you as Mam Kinana, right?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so very much. That is an elephant that's out of the room now. All right. Mam Kinana, let's talk about, you know, you mentioned something very interesting when it comes to the term other. And to me, it comes across that we still have government forms across the board, whether it's a SASSA form, whether it's a Z83, whether it says gender and it says male, female, and it says other. The same thing that it will do, it says African, black, whatever, and it says other. Now, what influence in terms of the legal leadership that you provide within the department to influence the change towards such kind of narrative within government?
That is also under discussion, because as the provincial PTT, we discuss that with an entity. Also, not even with the PTTs and entities, even with other sections within the department.
Yes.
That is always come up, because that's where if maybe LGBTI2+ person is incarcerated, then they will put that person either in the male or female cell.
Hmm.
So there are no cells that are unisex.
Hmm.
So, for instance, in our department, we started with a small thing like a toilet.
Hmm.
Some other courts, they've got a unisex toilet.
Yes.
But unfortunately for us in the regional office, we don't have, because the building is not ours. We are renting the building out.
Mm, mm.
But in the courts, like the you can see the rural court, like Ezibeleni in Queenstown, they've got a unisex toilet.
Yes.
So I'm saying, as the department, we are trying, and also nationally, we are sitting with the National Department of SAPS.
Mm-hmm.
This also was discussed in their presence, that they have to have the unisex cell. Because if a person identified himself or herself as LGBTIQ+, you cannot put that person under the male cell or female cell.
Mm.
You have to look for a unisex cell. But even with us, we are trying, because now we are working with Human Rights Commission and also Commission on Gender Equality. Then those Chapter 9 institutions, they are vocal more than us in order for government, all the government, not only us,
yes,
but all the government departments to change the forms that are used by the department. But all that is still under discussion.
Mm,
But what I'm sure of, our DM put this as a priority, especially LGBTQI plus people, that the issue they need to be fixed correctly. I want to just a little bit to comment on what Simonelo was saying. I did receive a call from Premier's office, I'm not sure which section, but those ones, they were saying they received a petition. There was an event in Port St. John. The department and CSOs, they had an event. Premier's office joined that event. Now, after that event, that's what they said. They received a petition. But they received that petition long time ago. And the person who was supposed to be part of the PTT vanished between the thin air since we started. So I spoke to the manager who called me, and then I asked to arrange for a meeting in order to iron out first the office that is not a part of the PTT, which is supposed to be. Because the problems that were highlighted by Oswald when they wrote to the Premier, it might happen that those problems, they should have been done with early if there was somebody from Premier's office who's part of the PTT.
All right. Thank you very much.
We are on the way of having just a small meeting, and then they will have to go to the PTT together with the petition that they received.
All right.
In order for us to advise them what they should do.
All right. Mam Kinana, let me just get Chip in there, and we allow Andre Swart to be part of the conversation. Andre is from Jeffreys Bay, and he says, God created men and women, so when someone doesn't identify, when was that person's gender created? But anyway, I'm the one who's saying that. Let me welcome Andre. Hello, Andre.
Good evening. Thank you very much.
How are you doing, my brother?
Quite fine. Thank you very much.
Quite a very prominent question and point you're raising, and can you come up with it?
Yes. I actually want to continue with that question in saying that here in Genesis 2, I read, then the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living creature. That is now Genesis 2 from verse 7. And then to complete it and end it off, so the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and while he was asleep, took one of his ribs and closed it up with flesh. Mm-hmm. So that is how the Lord formed the woman. And then Adam answered by saying, this at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh, and she shall be called woman because she was taken out of man.
Yes.
I can ask many questions, but I'll leave it there for the guests to dissect and give us I trust that we all understand that very clearly, because the confusion can confuse us all. But I also respect and understand the everybody would want to identify according to his choosing, and that I respect.
All right.
But just for the purposes of clarity, that is what the Word of God is saying. What is the guest saying about that?
All right. Andre, thank you so very much for raising that up. Let's take it up with our guests and other callers and hear what they have to say. Thank you so much. Mam Kinana, Sibonelo, there is Andre coming up with a perspective from the religious point of view, the Christian, particularly the Christian point of view, because Andre sounds like he's quoting from the Bible, which I would assume that he is more Christian orientated. Now, how does the legal part get into it? And especially, Sibonelo, from your side now, it challenges the socio status in terms of the Christian community getting a bit confused in terms of how they know the origin of man. So I'm going to give each time to respond. And I know, Mam Kinana, you're going to look more into the legal part of it, as much as Andre was just afraid to say to you, I hope we're just not going to generalize it legally. Basically, he just wanted to say that. But I hope you're able to give him a perspective that he should be convinced about, starting with you, Mam Kinana.
I think Paul would explain it better than me.
Yes.
But even from time immemorial, people, especially in rural areas, I'm not sure in towns and townships, they will call, maybe if the child is born, they will say the child is born with two private parts. And then the doctors, they will see which one is working better than the other. And then they will, without discussing with the parents, they will close the other one as if they are God.
But isn't that a crime, Mam Kinana? To decide on behalf of the parents?
But those times...
Okay.
Those times there was no constitution.
Yes, yes.
The constitution that was there was not protecting our rights. Otherwise, there was a constitution, but it was not protecting all of us.
Oh, yes, yes.
Protecting only the minority.
Understandable.
So if that person was changed, and the doctors, they will say only the female private part that will be fine for this person. But unfortunately, the hormones in that person will be the male person to blow. Now, how are we going to say that person is a female? Do you understand me?
I do. I fully agree with you.
And in some other areas, the doctor will say, this is a man. But when that child grows up, the hormones, the female hormones, they overtook the male hormones. Now, we will have to force that person to be a woman or to be a man, but the female hormones overtook the male hormones. What do we do in that?
Yeah.
We will say this person is in between.
Yes.
We can't. Now, with the new constitution, with our constitution, they are not in between. Because then we didn't know bisexual. We didn't know transgender. We didn't know gays and lesbians before. So the constitution explained it very well. And also, even with the constitution, we can lack more explanation. But when we are sitting down with the CSO, then they will explain to you. So we cannot say all those people, they were made by God. They were not made by a human being.
Yeah, that's another one.
I just want to make an example. Where I'm staying, there are kids, when you see the kid is a boy. He grew up in front of you, but as from the early ages of 3, playing with girls, but we call him a boy, playing with girls, at school, playing with girls, comes with the items at school, singing soprano or alto, not the tenor. Playing with dolls, even at church, singing soprano. How are you going to call that person? You will call that person, that one is a man, and then you will force him to be a man. No, you can't, because from the early stages. But what we are not doing I'm not sure about like other cultures. What we are not doing as black people, to take that child and get more information to understand, or maybe go to the doctors to understand, not to change what the child is, but just for the doctors to give you education to say which hormones are overtaking which ones, in order for you to understand your child.
Yes.
That is the part that we are not following.
All right. Thank you so very much. That's the voice of Mom Emily Kinana. She is with the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development, and she is responsible for the legal administration, particularly focusing on the topic that we are talking about tonight, and the topic being sexual orientation, gender identity, expression, as well as sex characteristics and matters. And we're still on Andre's question. And that will be from the legal point of view, from the departmental point of view, of course, not generalizing, but Mam Kinana has already alluded to a number of examples that she has already done. And we, even ourselves, we do love artists who have a very high-pitched voice, and they happen to be men. I mean, I work with music. I know quite a number of people that I cannot just say now for the sake of time. However, Sbo, let's talk from, you know, it calls to for me to ask, to say, the role of the national task team. These are the examples that actually question the role of not being defensive to other people in other corners, maybe the traditional corner, the cultural corner, you know, the other religion corner, and all those kind of things. They might basically want to throw in something that might make people feel defensive somewhere, somehow. But to avoid being defensive and all that stuff, and to make sure that this whole conversation is not about defending one person against the other, because the Constitution and the law is for us all, just like God is for us all, just like everybody would like to think that the higher power is for all of us. Now, the role of the national task team, I'm going to twist this question and say, Andre asked a question, and how do you respond to him in terms of the role of the national task team, and give examples in terms of how do you address the way maybe Andre sees, has a perspective in this regard?
Thank you for the question. It's unfortunate that you are now leading me into a certain way to answer my question, but that is fine.
Sorry about that, but yeah, for the sake of time, because we are about to run out of time at 7 o'clock, so I'm trying to actually consolidate the points and the matters, but you are free to answer in a manner that you see fit, that the people will be able to understand.
Okay. The role of the task team is that it follows the Constitution. In our Constitution, everybody is equal under the law. Everybody is equal in South Africa. Andre has the right to be a Christian, the same way as Muhammad has the right to be Hindi, the same way anybody has the right to be Rastafarian, the same way anybody has the right to be a witch. And what is good about the Constitution, it is not religious. And South Africa is not a religious state. It is a secular state. And if it's a secular state, it means everybody's rights are respected. Meaning that Hindus, Muslims, Christians, Zionists, and people who do not believe in religion all need to live in harmony.
Mm-hmm.
So religion cannot play, Andre's views or Andre's religion cannot play a role in my life. Those are his beliefs, and I respect his beliefs. The same way as the Constitution and the National Task Team will respect his beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
So his beliefs are his beliefs. And I cannot then put upon a Bible on someone's life. For example, the Bible does not mention intersex people, but they exist today. They existed before Jan van Riebeeck came with the Bible to South Africa. Then before he came, we had words like Italas, we had words like Izogogon.
Yes.
Those words were used appropriately before the white men came and told us those words are evil.
That's right.
Those words were used perfectly before apartheid banished homosexuality. Those words were used appropriate, and people lived in harmony who were homosexual before before the British came with the colonial laws.
Mm.
So I cannot take something which is Western or take something which is not me or which is not African and then impose it on me, on an African child. I don't think that is right. But if they believe in that, in their space and themselves alone, I respect that 100%. But as a Sbonelo, and I'm fortunate, I was born and I had a great-grandfather who was Inyanga. And if it was Inyanga, so I had an ancestral knowledge passed down to me. I know these words were used purely before. For example, the word Italase basically means the third sex. That's an African name, meaning that the African culture or African ways before recognized people of the third sex. And these people seem to be majestic in a way that they embody two sexes. The same way when we have words now which are discriminative, like istabane, and so those words in the past were used in a very pure way that described a person who might embody more than one, they will say in an African way of believing things, more than one spirit or more than one gender. And it was perfectly fine. So I don't think religion should be used as a tool, as it is being used to kill, even kill people. I'm going to take a case here in Uteni of Ululu, known as Ululu Andin,
yes,
who was killed, burnt, chopped up, buried. And the person who killed Ululu said God spoke to him. Then what kind of a God was that?
Hmm.
What kind of a God would want somebody to die? And if we then, referring to the Bible as well, when he refers to the Bible and says God created men and created women, but the most, he didn't touch on the most important part on the Bible. By the way, I'm not Christian, but I know the Bible like I know myself.
Yes.
The Bible says God created men in the image of God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if God created us all in his image, how do you explain females, how do you explain males? It just means that God could have embodied all of these things within God. And I also don't believe God has a gender, because he wouldn't be able to then create all of us and still have a gender, because he is God.
Very, very profound. Very profound contribution.
Just a minute. In an African way, and if I'm taking away Christianity,
yes,
and if I'm taking away the other religions, in
yes,
an African way, Ulamata or Ulugu has no gender as well.
Yes.
The same way when Zangoma will understand when it comes to gender, that a person can embody two genders, where you'll find somebody who is female, Bambizi Mkulu, where you'll find somebody who is a man, Bambizi Ngogogo. Because in an African way, those things were there until the Western influence came, and then it said it was wrong. Mam Kinan is also right when she says the terms lesbian, gay, bisexual were not there. Those are Western terms. They're not our terms. But we had to then adopt Western terms for people to understand, because people thought that for something, if I'm saying Italas or Inkonkon, it still sounds dirty because it's an African word. But now, when we start saying LGBTI and so on and so on, people start listening. When you start using Western words, people start listening, which is also unfortunate. It also says something about us as Africans, that we see English or we see the Western language as the one that is supposed to be explaining things. We have our own words that we could have been explaining these things. But for a long time, they have not been respected. They've been used to degrade people. They've used to make people feel less of humans. And I don't know how does Christianity or how does religion stop a person from feeling love for another person. When religion, the basis of religion, it is love.
Yes.
Unless religion that we talk about is hate,
yes,
then other people who are religious are right. But if religion is not about hate, it is about love, then I don't understand what is wrong for Sbonelo to like Usia. I don't see what is wrong with that. What is wrong for Sbonelo to say, no, I am not a man, I am a woman, but that's how I feel. Who am I hurting?
We are in conversation with Mam Emily Kinana, the legal admin officer on with the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development. And from the Eastern Cape Provincial Task Team, also part of the national task team, is Bonelo Nganana, who they are actually highlighting quite very important issues. And to me, when I add to this, I would say there's somewhere where the Bible says, love thy neighbor the same way you love yourself. And starting from there, I mean, these are phrases that any person who's not religious or is religious can use, because they're just words, and humanity has the goodness in it. It does not need prescription of any kind, but however, guidance is always coming through spiritual balance as well as religion and traditional support and all that kind of stuff. So while I'm waiting for my producers to put on a call, and I believe he's here, Upadko from Aliwal North is joining us tonight. Happy New Year, Upadko. Welcome.
Hey, I'm going to
go. And you're happy. And you're happy. And you're happy.
Ela
mane ibu wana mula mane.
Kiona taba na kungulele mila rarana ndad. Numama umajinana mani mimi waga kabi gogori zolo na gawu mimi lisa.
Mrena aga.
The radiant gayona GCIS.
Yes.
Mabati re a tsebo re na bongata ba sigifetswa o ka tsama strateng ba sigifetswa o ya ditebaneng ba sigifetswa nka thaba nao re re di community re ba amogele bana ba ba njengaba bana ba sekhaya o ba nthu ena iqala o kae iqala ka hare ka tlhong o ba tlo dihloyo
ke mwana motho mtu
ke mwana motho ke tlo na
mama somebody's child yes
o kale mama fona amrati fifi ko bana ka tina marugo a ba shumane e kala mo no fumano ke no a tsela ka ntse hana support ka ntse o ba ni secret e ka le mona ka ha ga tu le ka thaba na even the social workers the activists the team of regulating ha ba ke ba bitse ka bongaka re amule le batho bana ba tsebo ba free bona o society ha ke ka itse jwalo ntse o tsikifetsa bona o fumano ka bona ka ga bana di right e ka tsela ka tsebetsa na mogo ke be ngatane le mo rena ka ke a le bo ha o le ka mela o tagalani community radio.
Thank you so very much, Patko, listening to Tagalani Community Radio in Aliwal North. As Mam Kinana was talking about e-government, yase Eastern Cape, I thought about Episho, and I was thinking about people base Episho at the moment, especially government officials working for the Premier's office and for all those legislature buildings and all that stuff. You are welcome. If you are listening to Ngushwa Community Radio, tell friends to tell others to listen to Ngushwa Community Radio, especially the fact that these are the kind of programs where our government officials should be listening, from ipoisa, from a teacher to umfundisi, to everybody who belongs to the community. And it's not only Ngushwa Community Radio that's joining us tonight, but also we do have other community radio stations in the Eastern Cape. We have Ekepini FM, we have Kuga FM, we have Inkonjani FM, we have LA FM. And we have Ngushwa FM, as I've already alluded, Ngubela Community Radio, Oasis Community Radio. Isa Johnny is from Airport, Port what? Port St. John's. Yeah, Umam Kinana listening to Sir Johnny's. She listens to Sir Johnny's. She knows that it's at Port St. John's. I nearly said Port Shepston. But Voice of Matat is also in Matatiele. Wild Coast Radio is also joining us. We have 11 radio stations connecting to us as we speak. So Ulebohang is on the line. Upadko, I believe you've already heard him. He was not actually asking any question, but making a comment to say, umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu, basically, if I'm going to put it that way, to say, kuqala ekhaya. I mean, if I have a daughter who chooses to be something else than the way I see the daughter in her, I mean, she's still my child at the end of the day. Let me just welcome to this special broadcast. Your question, your comment, please. And Happy New Year, by the way.
Compliment of the new season, and want to show me and Happy New Year in Kalamu.
Murenaka, Aibeyon.
Kotswayate,
Mren.
From the rural areas, but man, ba ba chulo kunti na di plastic, le ma high, ba khone fumana some sort of go thuswa ka hore ba rutwe hore na batho bana ba mabang bo bona ba sikifetsa ba ba bona sikifetsa bo tsuku fela ke nana ba sikifetsa ka tibala ka ka thobalano ba sikifetsa physically and mentally. So some if we can have internally the road show ukuba uzofundisa abantu athesaleni malunga naba bantu aba ukwenzela abantu bakwazi uba wakere ngwana ga ula sanyane ke utlwile ntho mme mono kapantate bangaja motlwantshe pakeng sa bone ba lebabedi o teng a tlhakisitse ntho gore bana bana o ula sa lemnyane ga a ula lemnyane jalo o ambone kakake motho a nomala right ga a sa le mogolo a bone no kena ke kgona go tšhentšha ke be ntho iteng ke ka kgona ke be ke kapa ke be eng. So ban o ka kgona go rutswe le dikolong mabapi nthona re ka ithabela nthona le mona di community radio station re bena le di-program tse tshwanang ke ntse rutwang batho bana gore molemo wa bona ke eng le gore ba kgona go ba be protected a ba tlo ba mtelele a botsetong change le nako ebile.
Yes, yes, indeed. All right, ngwaneso ke o lebohile gagolo o be le ngwago monate. Happy birthday, happy Easter, happy nto e ka moka. Morena, morenaka. Thank you so very much. Sbonelo, I believe you heard the two gentlemen as well as Mam Kinana. I think you did hear the two gentlemen, even though we might not be so well versed. Kasi Sotho noma yini kodwa isiSotho nesiXhosa nesiZulu isintu nje. Especially that we come from South Africa and we're talking about getting to tolerate each other. If that's not the case, let me just alluded to other people who might not so be well versed with our languages to say this is about getting together to support our LGBTI community and not to support it as some brand but to support it as part of the people that we live with. I mean, who wouldn't want to have a lawyer who does not have any gender orientation and all those kind of things, you know. But 0800-142-446, we might squeeze in the last caller if there is any. But this is the time where I would like to also give Mam Kinana to also speak about some of the interventions by the department. I know, Mam Kinana, you are going to tell me that the National Task Team is part of the interventions. This is already part of it. But I would like to know about the others that we haven't spoken about up to so far. And where is the department? Because one of the best departments that have been working very hard with the community radio stations, I must say, is the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development. And they came up with a lot of topics, including from having to claim your estate and everything. But today we're focusing on LGBTQI and the interventions thereof. I would really like you to take us very shortly because we should be leaving the program at 7:05. So if we can give each other some time so that we are able to actually allude to a lot of things from now.
As a PTT, we are going around the communities and TVET colleges, educating them about LGBTIQ plus persons. We've been to Mdanzane, and we educated community members, and we are open up for invitations. If the communities, churches, they want more information, they can request at the PTT. We will come, all of us, all the stakeholders, in order for us to educate them to understand the LGBTQI and the acronyms, everything. And really also, I am glad that there are people, community members that are saying, let us learn to tolerate each other because we are the same. Because when you look at the LGBTQI plus person and yourself, even if you call yourself you are straight, there's no difference. There's nothing. The only difference is sexual orientation.
And the ability to do what you have to do.
And there are lawyers. There are lawyers that are part of LGBTQI. There are also teachers. But some of the people, they are enclosed.
Yes.
Because they are afraid of the community. Yeah. That the community will call them by name.
And sometimes you
most
might find...
Most of the people, they are closed because they are closed.
Exactly.
We will never understand because the feeling is within them. If you call yourself, you are straight. You will never understand if you don't open up your mind so that you can be educated in order for you to understand. But if you don't open up your mind, you won't understand.
Most definitely.
And also, I'm not a person who likes to talk about Bible or whatever. But what I know is that all those people that are in the talking about in the Bible, we are not sure they are sexual orientation.
Abayazi bisho.
No, we are not sure if they were women and men really.
Yes.
It might happen that there was a person who was a member of LGBTQI there in the Bible. But they are not saying that. So how can we, like, saying... And now I'm giving up a challenge. People from the Eastern Cape, who they want more information regarding LGBTQI, we are available.
Thank you so very much, Mam Kina.
We are available to... educate them.
Yes.
We've been to TVET colleges around Eastern Cape. We've been to schools around Eastern Cape because even teachers, they discriminate kids who feel like being part of LGBTQI.
Let's pack it right there, Mam Kinana. Let me give Uba Mnanana a chance. Sorry to say, but Sbonelo.
Okay. No, it's fine.
Yeah. Sbonelo, just quickly before we leave, I think you need to get in there, just summarizing everything that you heard from Ulebogang, Nopatko, no Andre, as well as I think Mam Kinana has already alluded to the task team, how it works and all that stuff. So what are some of the things you might want to highlight that I haven't asked, Sbo?
I would just like to say, I think people shouldn't use their
old
age and not understand you. To discriminate against other people. It is not a sickness to be black, like apartheid said it before. It is not a sickness to be colored, like apartheid said it before. It is not a sickness to love the same sex, as apartheid said it before. The sickness is that a person can use law and use the Bible or religion to discriminate against another person. But I would like also to call out to our traditional or cultural institutions to go back into the real culture, not the tainted culture that is tainted by a wrong religion. And when I say religion being used in the wrong way, it's used in the wrong way because if you're using religion for hate, and if you're using religion to put down someone, that religion is dangerous, and I don't think we should be using it that way. Religion is there to put order in community, and it is not a disorder to be homosexual, it is not a disorder to be pansexual, it is not a disorder to be bisexual.
Sbonelo Nganana, thank you so very much. Mom Emily Kinana, thank you so very much. Unfortunately, there we have it. We've come to the end of the program. So much to talk about because between our discussion, amongst our discussion, whether it was a caller, it was my guest, or it's me, we have not looked into how patriarchy has actually made this such a very big mammoth task. But anyway, we will definitely have another program with the Eastern Cape Province, and we will speak much about the sources that actually get us to where we are today, where I think Usbonelo summarized it quite very well, Uguti. Ama phrases and names and the way we describe things have been there since the beginning of time. It depends on what era you want to use, because these days when you say short, these kids, they thinking you are saying, yeah, it's happening. So somebody, when you're talking to an MK person, you say short, they wanna duck. And that is the phrasing and the terminology that might change from generation to generation. So we will need to talk about that. And thank you so very much, Mam Kinana, for your contribution. I wish you that you come back next time and we talk more about this. Thank you so much, Ma.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Sbo, thank you so very much for your contribution and thank you so much for your perspective. Till next time, sir.
Thank you so much. And also thank you to the Department of Justice.
All right. And thanks to Abapulapuli, thanks to Lebu, thanks to Andre, thanks to all the radio stations I've mentioned from the Eastern Cape. And from me, Mosotho Stone, thank you so very much. And let's keep loving each other. Good night.